Good morning, this is Bhargav Reddy of APAC Assistance Asia Pacific team. I'm discussing main issues in East Asia Pacific. Today it's Thursday, 14th of February. Firstly, in Indonesia, a dengue fever outbreak has claimed 8 lives in the East Samba district of the southern East Nusa Tenggara province. 18 people have been killed in 2019 in the province alone. More than 15,000 dengue cases and 145 deaths have been reported in Indonesia in 2018 and 19. The regional authorities have intensified efforts to prevent the disease from spreading. Clients are advised to take necessary precautions while traveling in the East Nusa Tenggara province. In the Philippines, threats against human rights activists, teachers, and missionary workers have reportedly increased in the southern Mindanao province. The rural missionaries of the Philippines in the northern Mindanao subregion said that their missionary workers have received threats through a series of text messages from an unidentified sender. More than 225 cases of attacks against Lumut schools were reported last year. Such threats have led to protests by several missionary organizations in the Mindanao region. Clients are advised to employ extreme caution in the Mindanao province and avoid deserted places on the island. The region is plagued by sectarian violence and separatist insurgency by Islamist groups. In Thailand, Army Chief Apirat has dismissed the reports of a coup and asserted that the armed forces will maintain political neutrality. He said that the armed forces need to be very careful about every step they make to prevent them from being targeted. Speculative reports of a coup have been rising after Princess Ubulratna was registered as a prime ministerial candidate by the Thai Rakshat Party. The reports started circulating after army tanks rolled through the streets in Sao Keo, Prachinburi, and Chonburi provinces. Apirat clarified that those vehicles were heading to take part in an exercise. Clients are advised to monitor the political developments in Thailand before the elections. In Taiwan, 36 flights by China Airlines have been cancelled until Friday this week, as a pilot strike continues. The US, Europe, and Japan routes are the most affected. More than 600 pilots of China Airlines have continued their strike after talks with management failed. The strike has affected more than 20,000 passengers. Clients are advised to consider other airlines while traveling to Taiwan until the strike is called off. Non-members can check us out at www.apacassistance.com, where you can purchase our East Asia Pacific or South Asia risk management memberships, or buy our assessments on a pay-per-view basis, or email us at info@apacassistance.com.